From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The tallying of votes should soon begin in France, where citizens are deciding whether Marine Le Pen or Emmanuel Macron will be their next president. This globally watched election has French voters trying to figure out which candidate is most suitable.
I did vote for Mr. Macron. He's really shifting the political game in France.
To me, it's important for France. I am not for the euro.
Okay.
And I'm not for Europe, never was. You know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
A campaign of French presidential frontrunner Emmanuel Macron says it was targeted by a massive and coordinated computer hacking operation on the eve of the final round of voting for the country's next president. The large volume of confidential data posted online near midnight Friday included troves of emails and accounting records from the Macron campaign. In France and beyond, pundits and analysts said Saturday there were clear comparisons to cyber thefts in the United States last year that targeted the presidential campaign of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Security forces in Iraq say two people were killed, six wounded, when militants attacked a base in northern Iraq where U.S. military advisors are stationed. It was not immediately clear if U.S. personnel were among the dead and wounded. Authorities say two of the insurgents were killed when their suicide vest detonated on the base located near Kirkuk. Three other militants were shot dead by Kurdish fighters. Reuters reports Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it had killed and wounded dozens of crusaders and apostates, a reference to the forces and the Western military advisors. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.